Chizik and Chassidus number 13, Alurin Shbeilui Nishmas, Rav Lezer Gelzal, his Dortet is tonight, Tes Kislev, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Rabbi Eli Yoshua, and also for Fushal and Mordechai Yaakov, Ben Rivka Pesor Shesuel. Let's say this, Emuna brings down Bracha, Emuna changes our reality and changes our results. The first idea comes to us with the Kamarna Rebbe. The Jewish people, Klai Yisrael, Zakrias, Yamsuf, what do we start? We start diving to the Rabbeinu Shem. And what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu tell us? Matitzaki lai. Why are you crying out to me? Go on. Says the Kamana Rebbe. What kind of an answer is that from the Rabbeinu Shem? A Jew's in trouble. A Jew davens. Maisa avosim labonim. When a Jew's in trouble, we daven. Says the Kamana Rebbe. Sometimes in life, davening only gets you to a certain place. The Rabbeinu Shem wants to see you have simple faith and muna. And putting that faith into action. And sometimes in life, davening only gets you to a certain place, and Muna can even get you to a higher place. And that's what the Kaman Rebbe is telling you. The Chodesh Baruch says, Matitzaki lai. Go have a Muna, and that'll change your circumstances. This is actually what Rebbe Eger writes over there in Parshas Peshalach as well. When a Jew has a Muna, and firm bitachon in the Rebbeinu Shem, that brings down bracha, and brings down shefa into a person's life. And this is a Torah that Rabbi Simon, the Imre Baruch Shlita, of Yeshiva University, like to say, Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlachev, one of the early Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. The Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, Vayhi Oymen Es Hadassah, and Mordechai brought up Hadassah in his house. Says the Rav Yechiel Michal of Zlachev, Oymen is a Lashon of Hamshacha, he brought up. Oh, but Oymen is a Lashon of Amuna. When a Jew has Amuna, it's Hamshacha. It brings down Shefa, it brings down Bracha, it brings down tremendous blessing in a Jew's life. When a Jew decides to have firm faith in the Rabbeinu Shem, even when things look hard, and things look challenging and tough and rough and tough and hard, and you simply have faith in the Rabbeinu Shem, that brings down tremendous shefa. And this is the ma'isa they say from the Brisker Rav, when the Brisker Rav is escaping the Nasids, and he told his mishpacha to continue on to say the pasuk v'eino mevado, eino mevado. And at the end of the day, the Nazis weren't able to touch them. And that one second that day, he stopped having that kavana. They asked him about his papers, about it for his papers and his passport, and he was so quick to go back to the eino mevado. And the mice is that when he kept on saying the words Eino Mavado, there's nothing besides him, that brought down his Yeshua. And this is this idea number for our Amunah number 3. Amunah, when a person decides to have Amunah Kadosh Baruch Hu, like Rabbi Goldberg says, let go, let God, stop thinking you control your life and realize that Rabbeinu Shem runs your life, that brings down Bracha. We saw that because Yamsuf, the Kaman Rebbe, Matitzakulai, the Rabbeinu Shem says, stop davening, because Amunah sometimes is on a higher level of davening, and that's what Rabbi Leibel Eger says too. The Amunah changes our circumstances, at Yamsuf, he Oymen is Adasav, Yichol Michal Zachiv, that Mordechai brings her up, but Oymen is Alashad Amshacha, when a Jew has Amuna and Bitachon the Rabbeinu Shem, that brings out tremendous Shefa. And that's the Maisa of the Brisker Rav, when he was escaping the Nazis in 1940. The Maisa goes that he kept on telling his Mishpachan to keep on having the Pasuk, Eino Mavado. And as long as they had that Pasuk, they'll have the Yeshua. Shizokha Bez Hashem, to put our faith in the Rabbeinu Shem. And the more we put our faith in the Rabbeinu Shem, the more bracha we will have in our lives. Shkach.